time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Hey everyone, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on? Weekly show here if you stumbled upon us on msonewsports.com. We're out every Thursday talking Valley sports, high school, college, pro, whatever. You're from the Valley, you live in the Valley, you play some kind of sports. I don't care where you play it. If you have a Valley connection, we're all about it. And this week, we got the Andover girls basketball coach. Plenty of Valley connections there, right? Doing pretty solid with a young crew. 2 years ago, removed from a undefeated state championship for Division I, 14 wins in the regular season last year. So you're looking at, 40-plus wins the last 3 years, surging towards 50 as they try to get in the tournament and make a little noise. We'll see. But Alan Habino will be after the break. And then after that, we're going to get into some rankings. We have the latest rankings out. Tuesday and Friday, they come out. So we got the rankings from 2 days ago. Tuesday rankings. We'll talk about that after Coach Habino. But first, Coach Habino after the break, talking all things Merrimack Valley basketball and Andover.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Andover girls basketball coach Alan Habino. Coach, what's going on?
Not much. Always good to catch up with you, talk a little local high school hoops, and kind of reflect on the season so far. We're just over a halfway point, and we've got some good ones coming up this week.
Yeah. Another winning campaign so far. You know, the girls 7-4 coming off a loss to Central. Let's go to that one. Another Valley powerhouse, two Valley powerhouses going at it like usual. What did it come down to?
So, yeah, playing at their place is always tough. Casey Grange has them well-prepared, and they definitely came out well. We made a run in the third quarter, cut it to like 7 or 8, and then, their two stars, Finneran and Quo, were just a little bit too much for us physically, athletically, and I thought their point guard, Addison Beers, played extremely well as well.
Yeah. And how are you guys looking so far? What's been the bread and butter when the team is clicking?
I think it's a young group, right? We graduated 6 seniors from last year. So the first part of the season was just kind of getting everybody up to speed and getting girls experience and, different positions. And I think we're kind of trying to hang our hat on just playing hard, playing with a lot of enthusiasm and trying to keep the ball moving offensively and defensively. I guess the trademark Lady Warriors defense of just buckling down and trying to get stop after stop.
Yeah, and the trademark defense, does that include, you know, a kind of a variety of looks, like a full court press, half court trap? Is it a lot of diversity there, or you kind of go to one avenue?
You know, I think it, to be honest, it varies from game to game. I think a lot of it depends on, you know, our opponent, and our opponents are so well prepared and have us scouted that we just try to keep them, you know, at bay doing different things. And so we've certainly experimented and tried a bunch of different things. And sometimes what works in one game might not necessarily work in the next game. And then we go back into the lab and we try to plan our work to work our plan, is what we told the kids in practice today. So a lot of it depends on what we see on the film and what we think we can do to play to some of our strengths.
Yeah, and I see, you know, Chelmsford and Central right up there in the valley. Chelmsford, anyone knocked them off yet?
No, you know, we played them at their place earlier this month, and we lost a double overtime. It was it was tough, but you know, they made some shots at the end, and I just actually went and scouted their game against Lowell, because we play Lowell on Friday night, and Lowell was up eight points in the fourth quarter. Huh. And Chelmsford clawed their way back and made some big shots again at the end and preserved their undefeated MVC conference record.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty wild scenario there. I mean, it must have been, where was it again?
It was at Chelmsford, both tonight and when we played them at the beginning of the month.
Wow.
So it's a tough place to play. They got a really good environment and... you know, and so that makes it all the more difficult to play when you have to go there.
Yeah, and Lowell, as of the Friday night rankings last week, were 9-3 in Division II and having a solid season there. So you throw them into the mix. I mean, geez, it just never ends in the MVC.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of just always got to be ready, right? They won their 10th game, actually. I think it was Friday night, qualified for the state tournament. And They play a tough brand of basketball. They're just kind of aggressive in your face, attack the basket well, they defend very well, and they're just building up some momentum. And so, you know, we got our hands full first with Drakett on Tuesday, and then we get Lowell at the end of the week. So, and then we play Sunday as well. So, you know, it's a busy week, but we're focused on getting ready for Drakett, who potentially has the league's leading scorer. In the MVC's girl, Kaylee Meyer, she can basically score from everywhere. And so a lot of our attention will be to them, they have a lot of shooters and a lot of different ways they can hurt you on the court.
You know what grade she's in, the Drakett?
She's a sophomore. Yeah, sophomore. Ooh. Kaylee Meyer. Yeah, our older sister also starts for the team. And they've kind of surrounded her with some really good athletic pieces. So, and Peter Witz does a great job, so they'll be ready to go tomorrow. So hopefully we can match their intensity. And so yeah, they haven't played since last Tuesday, so they're chomping at the bit to play another game.
Yeah, and I see them with a losing record, but one of those teams, I'm guessing, where the Myers girl can go off and never know what happens from there.
yeah, exactly. And they've played as tough a non-conference schedule as anybody in our conference, for sure. They've played St. Mary's. They played Worcester South, who was I think they played them in there. They were at least in their tournament, right? It's going to be a battle. They've certainly battle tested.
Yeah. And speaking of non-conference, who were some of the, you know, the ones you've had in the tournament? I know Commonwealth, Motors, Christmas Classic, you probably played a non-leaguer there, possibly. Who else is on the schedule as a non-leaguer?
Yeah, so coming up, we have Fontbon Academy out of Milton. They're coming up on Sunday. We've got Beverly next week, who's a strong Northeast Conference opponent. And we're going to St. Mary's of Lynn's February vacation tournament. We play Mullen Catholic in the first round. And then in the next round, it'll either be Lincoln Sudbury, who might be atop the DCL right now, and Aponiquet, who I actually don't know too much about, but I will get to see them before this weekend, before that weekend in February.
is at least a couple state champs in that tournament with you guys win, you know, the past three seasons, you guys winning. And I think the same season you won, St. Mary's won as well.
Jeff Newhall, the St. Mary's of Lynn coach and AD, he does a great job of getting some really top-notch talent. If you just look, I think there's like 20 or 24 teams in it. And it's a pretty competitive tournament this year, just like the Commonwealth Classic over at Merrimack over Christmas break was very competitive. I mean, Natick beat us pretty good in the first round, and then we were able to rebound with a couple of I guess they're called non-league MVC wins, right? Methuen and North Andover were the other two games that we played. And it's always, again, it's always tough to play a non-league opponent. But because especially since we had to play Methuen like 2 weeks later again, right after that, we play North Andover again the second week in February.
Yeah. And that Natick team, you know, goes on from Christmas and they're number six in the one as of the, you know, last Friday at least.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they're going to be a dangerous out just with the way that they play. They get up and down. They've got some great multi-sport athletes combined with some very skilled basketball kids. And I think that they will definitely be someone to watch out for come this March.
Yeah. Tell me about the captains. You know, you said you have a young team, but you got to have a couple leaders designated for that, no matter how young or old the team is. Who are they? What do they bring to the team?
Yeah, we have only one senior, actually, and Ella Seymour. And so she's been with the team. She's been in our program for 4 years. She was part of that state championship team with Anna Foley and Amelia Hanscom back in 23-24. And so she brings some experience. And she brings some, you know, just that institutional knowledge, as I like to call it, being part of our program for so long. And she's able to pass that along to her younger teammates who, you know, they don't know what they don't know, right? So they're doing a nice job. She does a nice job working with them on a daily basis. And I think they've developed a nice little chemistry that we've had to foster over the course of the year. And we hope to make this back half of the season as memorable and enjoyable for Ella as possible. We have senior night coming up on Friday, so we get to honor her before the game with some pregame festivities. And it's like youth basketball night as well on Friday in our gym. So we should have a pretty good atmosphere and environment this Friday night.
Yeah, so that's one senior, one set of family members. That's it. Nice and quick.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. We recognize the Lowell seniors and let's go throw the ball up and let's play some hoops.
Yeah. How does that happen with, you know, the dynamic of, have you had a scenario where you've only had one member from a class?
Yeah. My very first year when I took over 2017, 2018, there was only one senior and, you know, I was kind of like, okay. Didn't even know if she was the captain. She was. And it just happens. And now that I've been, this is year eight for me with the girls. Now we kind of know like, okay, this class of 2025 is going to be small. Class of 2026 is, you know, also small, but then like, as you get older, right. Class of 27, right. My sophomores, there's a lot of them. 2029, the eighth graders. I think as far as I know, there's that could be a bigger class. So now that I'm, you know, kind of, you know, made some connections and inroads in the travel program. And so you could kind of see like which classes are bigger, the talent that's coming through and things like that. So it allows us to have a little bit of a pulse on kind of the next generation of Lady Warriors.
Yeah. And like, let's say like this senior and her class when they were freshmen, I'm assuming there was more than one.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of like, hey, this one went to a different sport. This one focuses on academics now. This one lost it. It's just a combination of things I'm imagining.
Yeah, it's any number of things. And it's actually funny. Like they've been a small, like a lot of our travel programs have at least two teams, right? You know, there's like 2 sixth grade teams or 2 seventh grade teams. But yeah, this group has always been pretty small. And a number of them went to private school, like Carrie Finneran, from Central Catholic. She's an Andover kid, right? So she's part of that class and she's at Central now. So, and then other kids, they find other interests or, their basketball game didn't develop to the point where, to be part of our program. And I think part of it is we've had such large senior classes the last couple of years, right? So we had 6 seniors in the class of 2024 and then 5 seniors that year, class of 2023, that, won the state title. And I think that maybe, you see sometimes, well, I don't know how much, how much playing time there's going to be. And so they find other interests, right? Yeah. So I think sometimes that might be the case. And other times it really can be any number of reasons that is different from year to year, right? Different from year to year as we go on. Because I think we currently only have 2 juniors in the program too. So, for whatever reason, that sweet spot of class of 2025 and class of 2026, they're playing other sports, I think. And I should know this, right? Since I'm in the building, I should know. But our girls hockey program is very strong, and girls lacrosse program is very strong. So I think sometimes they're just focusing on that.
Yeah, I remember, now that you say that, I remember back in high school where kids would be like, "Oh yeah, no, I'm not going to crack that lineup that much. I'm gonna take this winter off, or I'm gonna try a different sport." I totally get that, and the 6th grade, 7th grade, as you know, doesn't always translate into, mm-hmm. Oh, the 6th grade, 7th grade team, they're 12-0 and they play like, but they grow up and they evolve and have different interests.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we want as many people to keep playing basketball for as long as possible, and I think that's a kind of we didn't cut anybody in our program this year, I don't think, and we just want to keep building and keep growing, and again, if you want to make something of it in our program, we have a long history of success. There's certainly the opportunities and the resources for you to do it. And we're excited to work with whoever is interested in playing basketball, and we try to make it work even with the other time constraints and the other constraints of playing other sports. And certainly the club and AAU scene for other sports has made some of those commitments much more arduous to play multiple high school sports, but we hope that people want to keep working, and we know that if we want to keep competing at the level that we're used to competing at, time has to be spent in the off season working on our games and competing, and iron sharpens iron and all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like you said, the Andover girls hockey team, 10th ranked, mm-hmm. in the state. There's a lot of teams in that Division I, 45 of them.
Wow. Okay.
They're 5-3-3 as of last Friday's rankings, and there's just so many opportunities, so many good athletes in that school. And it's great to see that. I mean, you guys got a winning team. They got a winning team.
Look at the field. The field hockey team was in the state championship again this past year. And that's just a credit to the student athletes and the coaches that we have in our building, that there's really something for everybody. And so we're, our volleyball girls volleyball team had a great year. I tried to recruit a couple of them onto the basketball team this year. So they're like, "We got some volleyball." I was like, "All right."
Hopefully they'll go in the Andover transfer portal. And
I know, yeah, exactly.
We need transfer portal.
That's right. I know. I was like, "How about some NIL money, or how about just some extra credit in my math class? What do you think?" So
recruiting, that's funny. Like in school recruiting, yeah, it's a part of the job. And so going back to the girls, 7-4 after 11, what's the down the stretch things you're working on? What's taking up a lot of your time at practice?
I think it's just attention to detail, trying to really just execute what we're trying to do offensively, making the ball move and cutting hard and finishing plays. And then defensively, it's, understanding what we want to try to take away from another team, right? Other teams always have their strengths, and we want to try to, kind of a Bill Belichick, the first option, we can't let the first option, we can't let the second option, let's see what else they have. And, in our wins, we've done a pretty good job with that. In our losses, we probably should have done a better job of that, right? So, and of course, when, again, I'll bring up Casey Grain, she did such a great job, like, of getting her players the shots that she wanted them to take. And they kind of put a lot of stress on our defense. And you can see it. And so it's constantly that like back and forth chess battle of trying to stay one or two steps ahead. And it's hard with when you, of course, are competing against such high-level opponents such as Central and Billerica and Chelmsford and even upcoming, you know, Drake and Lowell, right? They're the two of the top teams in the MVC small, and they're competing for seedings. They're actually, I don't know if you know this, they're having a MVC small school championship, kind of like a Big East tournament at the end of the year for small schools. So they're all jockeying for seeding positions, and they're going to have a full six-team tournament to declare champions. So it's kind of cool that, it's kind of cool that they get to settle something on the court. And it was the kind of the brainchild of Danny Hart, who's the AD at Chelmsford, and he kind of was spearheaded the movement for that. And I think it's going to come to fruition. Actually, I think it starts the end of next week, so that everyone can still play in their February vacation tournaments and things like that. So it'll be cool to see who comes out on top. I mean, Lowell's had a good run, a great run. Drake it as well, and Tewksbury has been playing really well, and even the other three teams in that small school tournament, Lawrence, Methuen, and Haverhill have all had recent success. Haverhill just won another game the other day, and Lawrence and Methuen have certainly improved throughout the year, and I know from firsthand from playing Methuen at the Christmas tournament, and then again, you know, 2.5 weeks later, and they got significantly better even in that short period of time.
Yeah. So that's taking the college playbook and having those end of the season tournaments. Those are exciting. It's like the tournament prep before the tournament.
Hopefully it might set the trend for something that more conferences or maybe even we do it in the large school to be thought of. I mean, we did it kind of during the COVID year, right? And that was just the way to. I was like, we'll play anybody anytime, just to give us something to do, right? And that was a fun little event, and we'll see if And I think with our conference as strong as ours, it can be twofold, right? It could benefit twofold. It could benefit from having a champion decided on the court, as well as it'll help us all in the power rankings because we'll get to play each other all another time. So
yeah,
I think that is something to look at as we continue to put an emphasis on these power rankings going forward. And we'll see what brings tomorrow, right? It can change to tomorrow, change again by Friday. So.
Geez, if you had the Commonwealth Modus tournament, you had your regular season games, and then an end of the season tournament, you could play what? Like Central, like six times?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of the way I was just talking about that with Casey the other night before our game. I was like, because we're only currently, we went to a single round robin. So we only play everybody once this year in the MVC. So, but it used to be, right? There have been years at Casey, Central and I, we played four times. Right, we played four times, twice in the regular season, once in the Commonwealth, and once in the postseason. Right, yeah. So we don't really like that. And then same thing happened when we with North Andover, right? In our state tournament run, we played them four times. Christmas tournament final twice in the regular season, and then in the Elite Eight. So it was. We were kind of just like, okay, we know it's kind of like when the Ravens and then the Steelers played in the playoffs a couple of weeks ago, right? Yeah. They knew everything about everybody. So
third time, lastly, what are you teaching? What's your subject at Andover?
I teach math, math specifically. I've got statistics and I've got algebra. Algebra 2 for sophomores and juniors. So I've got a little bit of everything. I even have an advisory for freshmen. So I currently work with students in all four grades.
Yeah. How are you, your competitor AI? How's it doing? Are the kids?
You know, I think it's like, you got to find ways to embrace the AI. I mean, it's actually pretty good for helping you come up with like a word problem when you're stuck on something. I think it's good for, you know, how to expand on a project that you might do and things like that. And then I always say the kids, you know, when you're doing work, right, if you use AI to do your homework, right, it'll be complete. It'll probably be correct. But how much are you really comprehending? Because when you get when you have to take an in-class assessment, you don't have AI to help you out. So, yeah, it'll help you get that homework done just for the sake of getting it done. But the comprehension piece or being able to like take concept and extend, no different in basketball, right? Like I can teach you a pick and roll, but can you make the read based on what the defender's doing? Are they going over? Are they under? Are they double teaming you? Whatever. So that's the same idea with the AI. Like we're going to embrace the technology, and we're going to embrace the fact that there are benefits to it. But at the same time, right, there's still some old school pencil and paper and just, you know, elbow grease and studying hard. So I think that's it. But AI, anytime they want to, you know, play me in a chess match or something, I'm ready. So.
Yeah. My world is pretty obvious. Like, you know, like my day job is like an editor for a business to business website. It's pretty obvious when content comes into us and it's AI written, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Listen, you can still see it a mile away. I mean, they say, well, we'll try to do it in your voice. It's obvious. And it's even like I see some of like the bylines and the write-ups of some game, like this is clearly user generated. Right. Or AI generated. And it's not hard to tell, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's fine if it's my fantasy football recap for the week, but not so much for write up of,
And if I had like a true blog component to this podcast, like nothing wrong with putting in, hey, this is an interview with Alan Hibino. Give me five takeaways.
From this.
Boom, and you put the transcript in. Done. That is a smart use of AI. And like
correct.
Yeah. But if I said, you know, give me 10 questions to ask Coach Hibino about this interview, like I wouldn't learn anything as a journalist.
No, it'd be very generic, right?
So yeah. How is your team doing? You know, and all that.
Please ask him what's upcoming in the future. Yes. I guess that makes sense because now they summarize my emails, they summarize threads on X and Facebook, right? What the commenters say. So I guess that does save a little time, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what can't we do as a human? What can save us time, but without just never, ever using our brain again? No, that's not the goal.
Right. I think that's it. Like, let's think a little bit.
I love it. Well, thanks for the insights on AI, Andover, girls basketball, of course. And, you know, best of luck with this week. And as you head down the stretch, Warriors looking for some keep that winning pace on and get into the tournament. And, hey, you guys are playing a different role as an underdog in the tournament, probably. And who knows?
That's right. Sometimes being the hunter is better than being the hunted. Well, and so we'll definitely embrace whatever role we're given. Let's knock on wood that we get a couple more wins to officially get into the tournament. And always great to be on chatting it up with you. And if you ever want to do it again, you know how to find me.
100%. All right, Coach. Best of luck. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
To rankings talk. Thank you, Coach Abino. Always great to catch up with him. He's one of our first guests when we started the show in, I want to say that was early 2022. January 2022 was our first show. 3 years in now. Can't believe it. All right. Division I boys basketball. What do we got? Central Catholic's at 4 at 11-2, and Lowell is at 5 at 12-1. They are your two top five teams, and then top 10 Andover's in the mix. Fazio's team 9-4. North Andover 7-4 at 15. And that does it for top 20 for Valley teams. Methuen's in the mix at 5-6 and 27. You know, they could do some damage with Methuen. Finalist for Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. Division two, boys basketball. Tewksbury having a great year, the boys sports, hockey and basketball. Tewksbury 9-3 at number 8 in Division 2, and then no one else is in the top 32 there for boys. So Division 3, though, Shawshene Valley's right behind St. Mary's at the top. Number 2, 11-1, Greater Lawrence Tech, top 10 spot. Number 6, 10-3. And that's going to do, well, no, it isn't. Low Catholic, number 30, 7-8. At 31, excuse me. We're going to move on to Division One. We heard from Alan Habino of Andover, and he said Central Catholic looks pretty good with Casey Grimes and crew. 11-2, number 8 in the division, and Chelmsford undefeated but 12 ranked, so behind Central a few slots actually. One of what? How many undefeated teams? One, two, three. Chelmsford, number one. Bishop Feehan's undefeated as of these rankings, and 6. Woburn is number 12. Is 12-0. Excuse me. So Chelmsford's in pretty good company there. Andover's 26. Alan Habino's team is 7-4. North Andover 31 at 7-6. How about Division Two for the ladies basketball? We have to go down to 25 with Bill Ricker at 7-6. So quiet there. We'll move on to boys ice hockey, and your top Valley team in boys ice hockey would be Chelmsford, 8-4-1, number 22, Andover 28 at 4-6-2, Central Catholic 2-13, but still would make the tournament. If it started today, they're 29th ranked. It's all about who you play. Boys Hockey Division 2, Tewksbury is number 3 at 9-3-1 behind Bill Ricca. Undefeated. Bill Ricca making some noise, right? Sandwiched in between is Woburn at 10-2-0. And we move on to Division 3 for hockey. Shawshene Valley Tech, 8-3-1. Methuen 8-3-2 at number 13, so that's 11-13 for Valley teams. Haverhill in there at 5-7-0. They would make the playoffs at number 30 if it started today. Girls hockey, you've got North Andover at number 5-9-2-4. Methuen right behind 11-0-2. Bill Ricker number 7, 12-2-0. So three in the top 10 from the Valley, and then Andover right outside at 13 at 6-4-3. Shawshene Valley Tech 10-3-0 at number 26. All right, that's the report. The rankings are in, and we're moving on to February. Last show in January. Thanks for tuning in. We got through the first month of the year, 11 to go. And, you know, we'll have three state championship seasons. We have the winter, spring, and fall. And looking forward to another great 11 months here at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks to MSNSports.com, Danny Martin, producing both shows. We have a North Shore Sports Desk as well. And we're here every week. So Thursday morning, we'll see you next week.